Chapter 4.
I closed the living room door quickly. I didn't want Mum to see the painting again.
What's wrong? Your face is white, said Mum.
Nothing. I'm hungry, I said. I'm going to have something to eat. I'll go to bed soon.
Mum and Dad went upstairs. Philip came with me into the kitchen.
The painting is on the wall again.
That's impossible. The lorry destroyed it.
Go and look.
Philip opened the living room door.
Oh, no!
He closed the door and came back to the kitchen. His face was white. Philip and I were very tired.
There's nothing we can do now,
Philip said.
Let's go to bed. We'll decide what to do in the morning.
We went to bed. When I woke up, it was 7 o'clock. Mum and Dad were asleep. I went downstairs to check that the painting was there. I hoped that it was all a bad dream, but the painting was on the wall. William smiled at me. I closed the door and went into the kitchen. There was a noise outside the front door. It was the paper boy. I took the newspaper into the kitchen. Then I made some tea and sat down. I started reading the newspaper. Philip came into the kitchen. He sat down next to me.
That horrible painting is in the living room,
he said.
I checked when I came downstairs.
Yes, I know, I said. I checked too.
I can't believe this is happening,
Philip said.
The painting is there. It's real, I said. What are we going to do?
I want to make some toast and jam. I always think better after breakfast.
I turned the pages of the newspaper.
Philip, look at this. This is Mum's painting. Somebody took the painting from the art gallery yesterday.
Philip read the article next to the picture.
Painting disappears from gallery. A thief took a painting from the Asher Art Gallery yesterday. The painting is a portrait of the famous hypnotist William Kent. Kent's son gave the portrait to the art gallery a month ago. Kent hypnotized women. Then the women followed his instructions and killed other people. 8 people died. Kent was in prison for 30 years. He died a year ago.
Oh no, I said. The painting is a ghost. William Kent is here in our house. He's very dangerous, Philip. We have to do something.
Philip took a knife from the kitchen.
I'll destroy the painting, he said.
Philip, I'm scared, I said. Perhaps William will try to stop you.
I'm scared too. But we have to do something,
Philip said.
Stay in the kitchen. I'll shout if I need help.
No, I said. I'm coming with you.
We went into the living room.
Be careful.
Suddenly, Mum came into the room. Her eyes were red and she stared at the painting. Again, she spoke in the strange voice.
No, don't touch William. I'll do anything you say, William.
Philip cut the painting with the knife. The knife went into William's body. The evil smile disappeared. The angry eyes closed. The colours started to change. Then William started to disappear from the painting. Mum fell on the floor.
Oh, William! William! No!
Are you okay, Mum? Mum was on the floor with her head in her hands. Then she looked at us.
What's wrong?
She asked us. She looked at the clock.
Come on, you're late for school.
Philip and I took the painting from the wall and Mum stood up. Dad came into the room.
Is everything okay?
He asked. Yes, we all answered. Dad smiled.
Good. I'm going to work. See you this evening,
he said.
I have to go too. I want to buy a new painting today.
No, please, Mum. No more paintings.
Come on, quickly, Mum said. Get dressed. I'll take you to school.
I helped Philip take the painting outside. We put it in a rubbish bin in the street.